Oasis Audio presents An Act of God by Erwin W. Lutzer. Read for you by Maurice England. Forward. In nearly four decades of being an eyewitness and responder to the destruction of natural disasters, from droughts in Africa to tsunamis in Indonesia to earthquakes in Haiti, there is no question in my mind that God's heart breaks as he watches his creation suffer. For the people caught in the grip of these life-buffeting events, the losses and despair are overwhelming. I've heard the question asked over and over again in the aftermath of an act of God. Where is God in all of this? Why didn't he do something? It's a question Erwin Lutzer examines thoroughly in the pages you're about to read. Natural disasters have always been part of human lives. Many examples of such harrowing experiences are recorded in the Bible. Today, for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, these unwelcomed events can deepen our fears and derail our faith, or can deepen our faith and dispel our fears. How we choose to respond depends on where our faith is placed. So where is God when these tragedies happen? The Bible gives us answers, but we don't always discern the fullness of the underlying truth in those answers. Dr. Lutzer does not shy away from asking the tough questions. He poses them and then points us to God's standard, for his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. I think you'd agree that people love the beauty and calm of the ocean, but loathe its raging waters driven by the fierce winds of hurricanes. People soak in the brilliance of the sun, but scorn its heat that scorches the fruit.